Florida, of course, is one of the battleground states where the presidential election will be decided in 5 weeks. And so it's one of the states where officials are receiving this warning. Bush administration officials are expressing concern that Al-Qaeda wants to disrupt the elections. There is no new information about a specific plot, we're told, but state election officials across the country are being asked to make contingency plans so that balloting proceeds as scheduled. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
In many ways, the planning is just as vague as the threat. Election officials don't want to be caught off guard if there is an attack, but they also say they don't want to scare voters away. So yesterday, a coalition of state election, homeland security, and emergency officials sent out broad guidelines on how to secure the upcoming elections. They propose that officials think about alternative polling sites and that they get acquainted with emergency and law enforcement personnel. Rebecca Vigil-Jaron is New Mexico's Secretary of State and president of the National Association of Secretaries of State.
More than anything, it's about communication. Whose responsibility? Who is the next person that we need to contact in order to inform them that there is something happening? And how do we deal with that particular situation?
She says the idea is to get local officials to think about possible disruptions and how they would respond. She notes, for example, that it might be impossible to use some fire stations as polling sites if there's a higher threat level on election day. How will election materials be secured if a site has to be evacuated? How will the public be informed of any changes?
The one thing that we don't want to see as elections officials is a National Guard officer in front of every polling place. That will scare people. We want people to come to the polling place.
In fact, she says it's far more likely that any contingency plans will be used because of a natural disaster, such as a hurricane, rather than an attack by Al-Qaeda. If anything, she says, she's more worried about homegrown trouble. One state that already has a security plan, Utah, developed it in response to a bomb threat on Election Day 2000. It turned out to be a hoax, but a county clerk's office was shut down for several hours. Amy Naccarato is Utah's elections director.
They were totally cut off from their phones. Their election judges, if they had questions or problems, could not reach the county office because they were closed. And we've since found out it's as simple as, do you have a place where you can forward your phones to and go and answer those calls and make sure we're still serving voters?
Now Utah's poll workers are given additional instructions, including what to grab if they have to leave in a hurry. Elliot Mintzberg is legal director for the People for the American Way Foundation, which monitors polling sites to make sure voters aren't unfairly turned away. He agrees that securing the election is crucial.
But as always, the devil is in the details. And I think we have some concern that this might be implemented in a way that could conflict with making sure that the election is, as the Secretaries of State themselves have said, conducted in a way with total integrity and make sure that everybody is encouraged to vote.
Election officials say they're sensitive to such concerns, but Minnesota Secretary of State Mary Kiffmeyer recently caused a stir with her security plans. She sent local election officials a poster put together by the state's Homeland Security Office listing potential signs of terrorist activity. It warned, among other things, to be on the lookout for individuals who appear nervous or whose heads are shaved. A number of local officials refused to hang up the poster for the state's primary on September 14th. Rebecca Vigil-Jaron of the National Association of Secretaries of State says her group is trying to do what it can to reassure voters that their polling places are safe and that elections will go on.
Exercise your right to vote. Don't let anything stop you from going to the polling place on election day.
But if you are worried, she says, many voters have an option. They can request an absentee ballot and vote in the comfort of their homes. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.